number.
Thank you for calling us. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks so much for asking. My name is Ricky. I'm a supervisor here. Can I have your first and last name? Can you verify your address for me, please?
My first and last name is Sarah Evans, and my address is Post Office Box 506, Towson, West Virginia, 25161.
Okay, one, please, the one of your accounts are low. Hey, my name is Ricky. I'm the supervisor here in the fire department. He's just waiting your accounts are low. One moment, ma'am.
You're fine, man.
Okay. And it's still loading, just bear with me. Okay, it's still long, just bear with me a moment. Okay. So you're saying this is fraud, you never ordered the tactical bag?
I did not want one.
You did not order the tactical bag?
No.
Are you sure there's nothing in your house how to place the order?
Honey, I have a charge took out of my account for $67.32. And I don't even know what y'all are.
Okay, so we can file this as fraud, but I want you to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation, and that false claims of fraudulent charges may result in pending such as a fine. So as long as you're showing anyone else in your house how to place the original order, we can go to proceed with the fraud claim. Would you have to go to continue with the claim?
I mean, she said I gave her my post office a box number, and she said the address did not match.
Okay, place you in a brief hold moment. Okay, so it looks like your account has been charged back, ma'am. In that you filed the dispute with your bank and you lost the dispute, so I placed your account in chargeback. So there's actually nothing that we can do about the charge, ma'am. But however, your account is canceled, so you won't receive any more charge or anything else, okay?
Okay, because I had a charge took out just a few minutes ago and it put my bank account in negative.
Okay, that's for the charge, but ma'am, you'll have to actually speak with your bank about that.
The bank told me there was nothing they could do to call y'all.
Okay, so there's nothing that we can do. You filed a dispute with them, ma'am. The way the dispute process works is they give your money back at first, but once they call us and get all the information, do their investigation, they see this charge is valid, you instead of being recharged for it.
I mean, I've talked to my bank before because I had a charge from y'all. They gave me the money back, and then just a few minutes ago, it was put back out of my account.
Okay, so there's nothing that we can do, ma'am. I do apologize. A dispute was filed, so there's nothing, and it was in charge. It placed the account in charge back, so there's nothing that we can do.
Okay, because that don't make sense to me, because just like 20 minutes ago, the charge was took back out of my account.
Yes, ma'am, I do apologize, but it was actually stated online in time schedule. But there's nothing that we can do about anything now, ma'am, because the account is in chargeback.
Okay, and what is this charge was supposed to be for?
It's for the discount membership, ma'am. It actually buys you $25 voucher to our online store.
That's the problem. I don't even know what y'all are.
Okay. So, yes, ma'am, so there's nothing that we can do. I do apologize.
Okay, I'm going to ask you another question. Since she said the address did not match, can I at least have the address on it so I can track down who?
Of course, yes, ma'am. So it was 367 Shears Avenue. Shears is S-H-E ARS Avenue.
Okay.
Powelton. I'm thinking it's Powelton.
Okay.
Okay, one moment. Let me pull it back up. I did actually off by accident. And that's West Virginia. So it's Powelton, West Virginia.
And okay, and you said
25161.
And you said this was a voucher to an online store?
Yes, ma'am. That's what the discount membership for. What was ordered, ma'am, was a tactical bag, like a Yeti backpack.
Okay, is there any way that y'all could cancel, delete this account so it doesn't happen again?
Yes, ma'am. We did go ahead and get it canceled. You won't receive any more charges or anything else, okay?
Okay, hon. Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling us. Support and enjoy a wonderful day.